Did you know that every major diaper company either financially or vocally supports abortion? If that appalls you, and you're looking to support a baby brand that aligns with your pro-life, pro-family views, then Every Life is your solution. Every Life firmly believes that regardless of where someone is from, what they look like, or whether they were planned or unplanned, every baby is a miracle from God worthy of love, protection, and celebration. Every Life offers high-performing, supremely soft, premium diapers and wipes delivered right to your doorstep. Their diapers are crafted without fragrances, dyes, lotions, latex, parabens, or phthalates. And you can feel good knowing that every purchase with Every Life contributes to changing lives through their support of pro-life organizations and pregnancy resource centers. Every Life is not just changing diapers, they're changing lives. Visit everylife.com to learn more. That's everylife.com. And don't forget to use promo code Duffy10 for an exclusive 10% discount on your first order today.
Hey everyone, welcome to From the Kitchen Table. I'm Sean Duffy along with my co-host for the podcast and my wife, Rachel Campos Duffy. Also today we have Valentina Duffy hanging out. She's on spring break and waving at everybody.
Yeah, she will not be occupied. Like, I tried to put cartoons on, I put books, toys out. The whole setup here in the kitchen is just too interesting.
Totally.
So she's home this week and she sees Evita, our guest today, on the video monitor across from us over here. And so she's got to be with her big sister and she keeps waving at Tita. All right, so let's get to it because we're at the kitchen table and today we have Evita back as our guest.
So Evita, mom's been telling me about this big fight that's been happening that all you young people care about. Justin Bieber, his wife Haley, and Selena Gomez. I know Justin Bieber. I've heard of Selena Gomez before. I don't know who Haley is.
No, but you didn't know who Selena Gomez was until fairly recently.
That's true.
Which is weird.
So tell us who these people are and talk to us about the fight and the sides that the internet is taking in the great debate about the women of Justin Bieber.
And by the way, this is big enough story that Evita has a very, very popular article or post in the Federalist about this. So if you want even more details, be sure to go to the Federalist and catch her article. But give us the outlines of the whole drama.
So this drama goes back almost a decade. Selena Gomez, and who's a former Disney star, and Hailey Baldwin, who is a Victoria's Secret supermodel, both dated Justin Bieber on and off throughout the 2010s. Justin Bieber is the star of Baby. He's a pop icon, if you didn't know, Dad. and so
He knows Justin Bieber.
He knows Justin.
He's a believer.
Okay.
He's
a believer.
I don't know his music, except what's one about Puerto Rico? Is that Bieber?
Yeah.
That's the only one I know.
Despacito?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's the only one I know. Anyway, go ahead. Continue.
So, pop icon, Despacito singer, Justin Bieber.
Yes.
His name is coming on and off. And so Selena Gomez fans are very militant, I would describe them. And so they've always kind of viewed Hailey Bieber as the other woman. But Hailey Bieber is the one that actually ended up marrying Justin. And in 2019, I believe they got married. Selena Gomez fans have always been sort of saying that Hailey stole him from her, that Justin's not really in love with Selena. And also, simultaneously, the trolls are sort of trying to pin the two women against each other. Everything that they do is somehow a slight to the other. They're sort of fabricating drama all the time. So, for example...
Is it trolls, though, Evita? Or is Selena kind of feeding this? Because that's the impression I get.
So, I would say... mostly it's trolls. In this most recent case, Selena definitely fed it, and I'll explain why that is. But just for some examples of how they sort of stoked these
fans. Stop right there. Hold on a second. So on the way to the airport a couple days ago, you were laying out this story for me. And so Selena and Justin used to date for a long time on and off.
She said that.
And then they broke up, and then Justin married Haley. Right. So they're married right now. And this is the ex-girlfriend now injecting herself into this marriage. Right. That's what's happening and creating a ruckus and dissension in what otherwise appears to be a happy marriage. And then all of Selena's little minions online are feeding the beast and creating drama. Do I have it right? Is that right?
Right. So, yeah. So people will say that Selena Gomez also has been, you know, slighting Hailey Bieber. So like last May, they said she was mocking her makeup routine. The cat, I don't think she really was. If you watch the video, it's very stupid. But the catalyst of this whole drama was actually a video that Hailey Bieber posted after Selena Gomez had been allegedly body shamed in the comments because she had posted a picture of herself. People thought she had gained weight. And so they, you know, were trolling her or whatever, or she said that they were trolling her. And so shortly after Selena posted this picture, Hailey Bieber posted a TikTok with two of her friends, one of which is Kendall Jenner. And they're mouthing the words to this trending sound, which goes, "I'm not saying she deserved it, but God's timing is always right." Now, all of the fans have said that's in reaction to Selena Gomez's picture, that she's saying, oh, she deserved to be body shamed. Similar to the makeup routine, I'm not really seeing it. I didn't really think it had anything. And immediately, Hailey Bieber came out and said, this has nothing to do with Selena Gomez, deleted the video, said, like, you know, everybody calm down. But the drama from this one video has been going on for 3 months, and Hailey Bieber has been getting constant hate. And at the same time, Selena has been actually fanning the flames,
right,
and commenting on random fan accounts saying, you know, I just try to be nice to everyone, XOXO, at the videos that were, like, you know, sort of bashing Hailey Bieber. So kind of like a side, like a little slight at Hailey Bieber, but then also kind of trying to play the victim. And it's sort
which
of
really is sort famous. Of on brand for Selena. I mean, she's famous for all, you know, the music and all, and her movies and everything else. But she also has this other thing that people, when you talk about how much her fans love her, they love her because she's been very open about having lupus, about gaining weight, and she sort of puts her stuff out there a little bit in a victim-y way, but it kind of makes people think, oh, she's just like me, right?
Right. And she came out with a documentary recently called My Mind and Me. It was basically like a sob story of one of the most famous rich women in the whole world. I didn't
like
really
my
love
life
it.
Is so tough.
Right. Her life is really, really tough. And I'm not saying that lupus isn't a hard thing, but lupus wasn't the only thing that was discussed in this documentary. It was essentially just how depressed, how upset she is, and how she's kind of trapped in her own mind. Meanwhile, she has all these blessings around her, and all this wealth and connections. So it didn't really connect well with me, but a lot of fans like that she was very raw in it. And that's sort of just her.
Before you leave the documentary, can you talk a little bit about somebody who was,
yes,
yeah, let's say, conspicuously missing from the documentary? Because there was a controversy around that,
yes,
as well.
So Selena Gomez has a friend who, so she had lupus. Because she had lupus, she had to get a kidney from somebody else. She had to get a kidney transplant. And one of her friends had done that for her. And the friend was left out of her documentary. And when fans actually pointed it out and were like, hey, Selena, why isn't your kidney donor in your documentary about your life? She commented underneath, I'm sorry I didn't include everybody that I know. So the woman who gave her
somebody
kidney,
she knows.
Somebody she just knows.
Right. She's just the person who saved my life. She's just my kidney donor. But yeah, and also it isn't just that she wasn't in there. It appears from the tabloids that this girl is not as close to, you know, Selena's inner circle anymore, supposedly.
Right. Yeah. And Selena does have an inner, oh, go ahead, Dan.
No, go finish that thought. I have another question I want to ask.
She has an inner circle, and the friend has definitely been snubbed. And I think that really speaks to her character.
Okay. So you showed me the pictures, right? So this all started with Selena Gomez has lupus, puts on some weight, and she is swimming somewhere by some boat and is coming out of the water and gets a picture taken of herself. And she posts it, right? And she gets some
body shaming,
right? But there were some paparazzi around as well that took additional photos other than the one that she posted. And from what you showed me, it appeared that the photo that Selena posted had been, whether airbrushed or worked over a little bit, because when you compare the picture that Selena posted to the ones that the paparazzi took, they just seem to be there's a difference in those pictures. And that was what people were commenting on as well.
Is that what people were commenting on?
I think it was all of it. I think it was not, and it wasn't just this photo exclusively. It was a lot of different photos, sort of like where just she's put on some weight, and so people were commenting on it. I think there was also some anger. I think she also was a little bit upset because people were saying, "Oh, you're so brave. Congratulations. Thank you for being so courageous for posting this photo," which is, you know, if you were a regular girl and you posted a bikini photo, people are like, "Oh, you look good," but it wasn't, "You look good." It's like, "You look brave." And so I think she didn't like that very much. And then the fat shaming community came out and said, "That's a backwards compliment." And so she just wasn't very happy with how that all went down. Yeah.
And then you had the comment from Haley, the singing video. And so this all got twisted. Bottom line is, there's this feud, real or not, trolls or not. And why does everyone care about this so much?
You know, Selena Gomez she doesn't do very much. She hasn't come out with very much music recently. She's, you know, she has a makeup line. That's about it. But for whatever reason, people are obsessed with her. You can't really explain it. It's just one of those pop culture things that no one can get enough of. I mean, Justin Bieber is mega famous, too. And I think we also need to talk about Justin Bieber, because my article is about who the real villain is in this entire feud. And I actually don't think, Selena Gomez is a little bit for fanning the flames, but mostly I think the real villain in this whole story is Justin Bieber.
Which is a really interesting take, because most people are saying Haley is the villain in this, and they think because, you know, she stole the man, she made the comments, but you say it's Justin. Explain.
Why?
Yeah, so she's been going, Haley Bieber, so she said initially, this video was not about you. And then since then, she's gotten intense harassment and has been silent. It's been, the internet has been completely in consensus that Haley Bieber bad, Selena Gomez good and victim. And it's been horrendous. And the comments have evolved from "that was really mean of her to post that TikTok" to actually, "Justin Bieber never really loved Hailey Bieber. Justin Bieber is still in love with Selena Gomez. Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber's marriage was planned and, conspiratorially put together by the Baldwins," because Hailey Bieber is formerly a Baldwin. And all this time, as his wife is receiving...
Like Alec Baldwin?
She's
Baldwin family.
Not Alec Baldwin. She's Alec Baldwin's brother, Billy Baldwin, right?
Is he Republican, right?
I don't know which brother it is, but yeah, but she is a Baldwin from that family.
I did not know that.
She is his daughter.
Okay.
So she comes from a very Christian background, by the way. And Justin Bieber is very Christian as well.
Right. And so throughout this whole thing, Justin Bieber has been silent. And I just think that is horrendous. I think that he should have come forward and defended his wife against the haters. One said, stop harassing my wife. But two, let's just set the record straight. I'm in love with my wife, not my ex-girlfriend. And that would have been the respectful thing to do. That would have been the respectful of the vows that he took when he got married to have and to hold for better or for worse, even through an internet firestorm. And instead, he's left her out to dry, and she's handled all of this by herself. And I think that that's a
And it would have ended all the trolling, by the way. It would have ended everything.
Yes.
We'll have more of this conversation after this.
Did you know that every major diaper company either financially or vocally supports abortion? If that appalls you and you're looking to support a baby brand that aligns with your pro-life, pro-family views, then Every Life is your solution. Every Life firmly believes that regardless of where someone is from, what they look like, or whether they were planned or unplanned, every baby is a miracle from God worthy of love, protection, and celebration. Every Life offers high-performing, supremely soft, premium diapers and wipes delivered right to your doorstep. Their diapers are crafted without fragrances, dyes, lotions, latex, parabens, or phthalates. And you can feel good knowing that every purchase with EveryLife contributes to changing lives through their support of pro-life organizations and pregnancy resource centers. EveryLife is not just changing diapers, they're changing lives. Visit EveryLife.com to learn more. That's EveryLife.com. And don't forget to use promo code Duffy10 for an exclusive 10% discount on your first order today.
So it sounds like Haley, in your view, Haley Bieber has been a class act through the process, number one. And number two, Justin, maybe it's because he wants the internet to love him as well. And if he comes out and starts to defend his wife, all those Selena trolls will turn on him as well. And he needs all of those people to continue loving him.
I don't think that's it.
And what you think he then? Well, I'm not going to sit in debate. Does he like Selena Gomez?
No, I don't think he likes Selena Gomez.
Then why would he defend your wife?
I think he's just doing other stuff and not really concerned with the social media backlash his wife is facing. And he should care. Is that how you feel, Evita?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I can't even give you a theory. I have no idea why this man wouldn't stick up for his wife. But, Dad, let me ask you this. If mom was receiving intense harassment online for 3 months, and somebody was alleging that you actually are in love with one of your ex-girlfriends from high school and not mom, would you do anything or would you just stay silent?
So first off, I would do something.
I think he would stay silent.
Oh, please.
Well, I do. I think he would be like, you know,
well, then maybe that's the problem.
So here's, let me be clear. I wouldn't stay silent. But if I was planning on staying silent, that would not work in my house. There would be no way in tarnation.
In words, my instinct is to stay silent.
No,
but I
said
not,
it, I said I wouldn't stay silent, but I would hear about it every moment, every waking moment
that was
of
a very honest answer
of I my life. That. I would hear about how what a loser I am and how I don't defend her and how I should speak back and. People believe that you love your ex-girlfriend. Do you love your ex-girlfriend? Blah, blah. I mean, we would go on and on. And I would be forced into making a comment, many comments online. Now, that scenario would not happen because I would just do it on my own. Rachel would not have to cajole me.
Let's throw this question back at you because you actually are married to the strong, silent type. So what would happen? Listen, you've had lots of people come after you. Maybe not as intensely as people have come after me and Sean, but you have definitely faced the fire. Would Michael jump in and say, you know, get online and go back off from Evita?
So I think me and Michael are a little different than Justin Bieber and Haley and even Sean and Rachel, because Michael has no social media presence. Michael has Michael hates his phone. He's like been asking me for months now, can I please buy a flip phone? I'm like, no, I want to use iMessage and I want to not have to see the little green text messages with you. But he hates social media. He has no social media presence. So I think if Michael was going to get off and start, you know, defending me online, I'm not sure it would go anywhere. I will say this. I have gotten hate from trolls on Twitter. And Michael has made a fake account and then tried to troll them back. I didn't ask him to do that, but
I love that.
But he's been like, you know, fake, you know, incognito, fighting off my trolls on Twitter and on Instagram. But will he like publicly in his own right on Michael Alfonso's Twitter account do something? No, because Michael doesn't have any followers. Michael's followers are like me and
Because he did that, to me, he's a knight in shining armor.
So, but I also think this is no one has the profile of these people that we're talking about, which why we talk about them, I don't know. But an aside, this is just in any situation in life that men and women come across, do men stand up and defend their wives?
And that was the big controversy attack. With the slap, right? The Will Smith slap, and was Will Smith defending his wife's honor? Well, you know, listen, this is an age old question, right?
Yeah.
And so, and by the way, that was inappropriate slapping time, right? For a couple of jokes. But this one again. So it maybe comes down to the men, defend your girlfriend or your wife or your mom or your sisters. That's always positive. right?
I agree. Evita, let's take this like 3,000 feet, 30,000 feet.
By the way, just, you know, we're dealing with Valentina.
Valentina is on spring break. She's not at school. She's here. She's been, we had a guest before you. She was, dangerous things. She's waving at you. You can't see
it. Below the camera, she's waving at you right now.
She sees you through the laptop and she's waving at you. Yeah, she just said hi. And as she walks across, I keep thinking she's going to trip on some cords. It's very stressful.
So,
but anyway, let's take this 30,000 feet up here, okay? So let's go back to the original question, because right now it feels like the world is falling apart, right? You know, our banks are teetering on you know, failing. Our economy is terrible, the worst inflation in the world, China on the rise. We're hearing, you know, nuclear weapon talk being, you know, out there. China's gobbling up Latin America and making new alliances. We have school shootings. We have all this stuff going on in our country that should give everyone, you know, plenty of news to, you know, worry about. And yet people are into this story. And I think for, you know, people our generation, it's a little bit difficult to understand. Talk to us about, you know, is this like a generational form of, like, you know, disconnecting from the real problems? Why do people care so much about, I mean, such small things like a video that, you know, Haley did with her girlfriends that was pretty vague, and yet, you know, caused this firestorm and all this speculation?
Yeah, it's a good question, and it's really kind of a meta one too. I think people love someone to hate. I think Hailey Bieber was someone easy to sort of direct all of our anger on. And I think you're right. We are living in a time that is very unsettling. You have nuclear war with Russia, our currency on the brink of collapse. You have banks failing and then bailed out, and inflation, and the economy is doing really poorly. And so young people who are heading off into the job market suddenly can't find work. And this is something, you know, perhaps that we can really direct our anger at, because no one really knows who to blame. A lot of these kids who are really upset at Hailey Bieber probably voted for Biden, probably vote for the people that are you know, trying to destroy our country and the economic opportunities that they have. And so they don't know who to be mad at. They've been told that it's Republicans or CRT it's parents at school board meetings opposing CRT. And so what they can't see is, we don't like Hailey Bieber. She's an easy target. Let's direct all of our anger at her. And I
poor
think
that's Hailey has become the receptacle of this, like, national discontent. Yeah. Feel bad for her.
I think maybe this is just generational, right? So if you want to go back 40 years, again, times were tough in the early 80s. We were in the midst of the Cold War with the old Soviet Union. Interest rates were really high. There was unemployment problems. Now there was a knight in shining armor, Ronald Reagan, who was coming in to fix it all.
That's right.
But America was consumed with Dallas and who shot JR.
Who shot JR? Right?
So maybe this is today's version of Dallas, but it's actually the Bieber's.
Do you know what the difference is?
Selena Gomez.
It's a great cultural connection you're making in point. But let me tell you, not to depress this argument, but let me tell you what the difference is.
Tell me.
Dallas could actually be used as Dallas was actually part of the crumbling of the Soviet Union, because when this show, you know, went abroad, I was in Spain. I was a child living in Spain because my father was in the military when this was all happening, and it was J.R. ¿Quién mató J.R.?
Who shot
J.R.? And everyone wanted to know who shot J.R. Well, those things also made it into the Soviet bloc, and people could see how well Americans were living. And a lot of people behind the Iron Curtain were like, wait a minute, people live like that? What's wrong with our system?
They come home Crystal, they pour themselves drink.
They walk from the kitchen to the living room and just pour themselves, you know, a glass of whiskey out of a Waterford, you know, decanter. And they, you know, have these gorgeous ranches and horses and, you know, okay, so there's that. I don't know if there's anything that our enemies, the Chinese, are seeing out of this Hailey Bieber.
They see the end of America in this fight.
They see end of empire.
So true.
Well, okay, give us your final thoughts on that, because this little one's not going to make it.
I have never seen Dallas. I don't even really know what that is. So, but good point.
That's the best. That is the best. That is the best. Dallas was like a nighttime soap opera, and it was pretty awesome. Everybody my generation knew what it was.
Yeah, but it must not have made it to Netflix yet. Dallas hasn't come back.
No, it hasn't.
Like The Office.
No.
Okay.
All right. So well, Dallas, but give us your your thesis, the end of whatever you want to talk about with regard to the article that is, by the way, remarkably doing really well at the Federalist right now.
So my takeaway is, husbands, defend your wives when they're going through something really, really tough. Be there for her. Be her rock. Remember your vows. Dad, if something like this happens to mom, you better step up.
Women should marry men who will defend them too, right? You want a man who will defend you, but also you should marry someone who will stand up and defend your honor.
This did happen
in The Karate Kid.
Evita, do you remember I was on Fox and Friends? I was filling in. I wasn't the host yet. I was on Fox and Friends, and I said something about Jay-Z and Beyonce. I don't remember what it was. Oh, I know what it was. Jay-Z called Trump like a super bug or a maggot or something like that. I can't remember. And I said, well, what the hell has Jay-Z ever done for black people? At that time, Donald Trump was getting a lot of attention for wages for the lowest income workers being raised, for the first time in so long, and the black community was experiencing a little bit of an economic renaissance, and Donald Trump was getting the credit. He had just given a bunch of money, by the way, guaranteed for 10 years to historically black colleges. So he had been doing things for the black
criminal
community.
Criminal justice reform he did.
He was on the verge of criminal justice reform being completed at that point. So I was like, look at all the stuff Donald Trump's doing for the black community. What the heck has Jay-Z ever done? Well, yeah. I did not realize that I had stepped into what is called the Bayhive. Think beehive. And all of a sudden, I left the studio, I went to the airport, and between the time that I got onto the airplane and landed into Minneapolis on my way to Wisconsin, my entire social media had exploded. And these really evil people, and I mean evil people, what they do is they infect your social media account. So they went into every picture I'd ever post of all of you kids. They wrote the most vile, disgusting stuff about my children. And basically, the reason they do this is they want you to take down your social media account. They want to intimidate you into doing that. I didn't know I'd never seen anything like this happen. I called a friend of mine who was younger than me, and he was like, well, there's nothing you can do. You have to erase, you just have to delete your account. There's nothing you can do. These thousands of people, of Beyonce fans, have attacked you, have said these vile things to you, and the only thing you can do is erase your account. And I was like, damn it, I'm not gonna let the Bayhive get the best of me. And I refuse. I get home, I walk in the door, still thinking about how am I going to erase all these things? Because it was the volume of it was so much, and it was so vile. And I walk in, and these kids are in high school. Evita's in high school, Jack's in high school, and they all go, OMG, Mom, the whole world hates you. So they had already seen it all. I mean, this was just me going from New York to Wisconsin, in a matter of a few hours. They had already known everything that was happening. My own kids had read this vile stuff. I was so, but I tell you what really hit me. What hit me was, if I had been 15 or 17, and at the time I was in my 40s and, I had my life. I mean, if I had been insecure in any way, you could see why. It was the first time I saw how people could commit suicide, young people, over these kinds of things. And so, this kind of social media attack can be very difficult for young people. And that was the first time I experienced that. And I had to go through and I deleted. I refused to delete my account.
But good for you. Stand strong against the Beehive.
Yeah, I mean, that was an intense moment.
That was crazy, wasn't it?
That's the power of the internet, too, when people sort of get into this cult mindset of, you know, Rachel Duffy bad, Hailey Bieber bad, and they just swarm your account. It can be extremely overwhelming, and it's the power of the internet, and it's the power of being behind a screen and not having to face somebody and tell them something to, you know, while looking them in the eye. Instead, you can sort of be incognito and say horrible, vile things and not have real human repercussions for it. So I think it's a sign that you have to have some really thick skin to be able to do the kind of job that you do, Mom, or to be in the public spotlight remotely, but also just, you know, people need to just be off the internet more. real human interactions, because it's dehumanizing and it's desensitizing.
Yes.
And people have less compassion now than they used to, which is sad.
I definitely think that the internet is part of that. And like you said, the anonymity of it. And by the way, a lot of those people who were posting these like horrible, vile, violent things about our kids, then their like Twitter handle was like, peace, love, you know.
Yeah, it was so silly.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
So listen, this is a great podcast resolving some of the greatest world problems of Selena and Justin, Sean, and Haley. Evita, thank you for joining us. If you like our podcast, you can subscribe, rate, review this podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download your podcast. You can tell I'm reading this right now because I don't have it memorized. You can listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free.
Let me see if I could read it a little less.
On the Amazon Music app.
We've enjoyed this conversation. We hope you did too. And if you did, let us know. Subscribe, rate, and review the podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. So we hope to see you around the kitchen table
next week.
And we're going to have you too, Evita. We're going to have you back on our next episode because we just love you so much. You have so much to say.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye, everybody.
Next time. Bye-bye.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.